Article title: Keg Mansion in Toronto, The Legend and Ghost of Lillian's Maid. As read by myself, Ghost Guy Daniel. Lillian was the only daughter of Hart Massey. Educated at the Advanced Wesleyan Women's College in Hamilton, where the Royal Connaught stands today. She died in 1915 while living in today's Keg Mansion House. Was only 6 years after her husband, and according to the legend, the tragedy of Lillian's Maid happened just after her death. Title: History of the Keg Mansion. Jarvis Street in Toronto, the pinnacle of Victorian high society, where families of the city's rich escape their busy lives, getting away from work but remaining in the city they built. Jarvis line with strong monuments, unique mansions never copied, and none so impressive as the Keg Mansion. Title: Built for McMaster. They built the house in 1867 for Arthur McMaster. This last name is familiar to locals. It's the same family who founded McMaster University, now located in the city of Hamilton. The university started in Toronto in the current-day building now used by the Royal Conservatory of Music. They moved to Hamilton to expand, taking over land in the old Westdale neighborhood. Arthur was the nephew of university founder William McMaster. Title: Bought by Massey Family. In 1880, Hart Massey bought the house. Hart was from Toronto, left the city briefly, moving to Cleveland, Ohio. Hart's daughter Lillian Massey eventually took over the house and ran all the family interests. At the time, a woman running her prominent family was rare. That didn't matter to the Masseys or any of their family or friends, because Lillian demanded and deserved respect. She renamed the house Euclid Hall after their old street in Cleveland. The Masseys are arguably the most prominent family in Toronto history. Hart was an industrialist who founded many new buildings, including structures for the University of Toronto and, of course, Canada's first ever concert hall named Massey Hall. Title: The Massey Grandsons. Grandsons Vincent and Raymond were also famous, but in very opposite ways. Vincent Massey became the Governor General of Canada in 1952, well known for helping to establish the National Library of Canada and the Canada Council of the Arts. And Raymond Massey was an actor. Title: Oscar-nominated actor. Raymond was known for great roles in Hollywood, got the Oscar nod in 1940 for playing Abe Lincoln in Abe Lincoln in Illinois. A Canadian playing Lincoln? This outraged Americans, who were quickly silenced by his amazing performance. Someone once said, "Raymond wouldn't feel his Lincoln impression is complete until getting assassinated." Title: Timeline of House History. After the Masseys, Euclid Hall, aka Keg Mansion, was given to Victoria College in 1915 as the first home of a radio station called CFRB, made into an art gallery, transformed into a restaurant, and finally bought by the Keg. The Keg Restaurant bought the house at 515 Jarvis Street in 1976. Are you not from Canada? The Keg is a steakhouse. It is known for repurposing historic buildings as unique dining spaces, like the mansion in Toronto and an old factory in St. Catharines, Ontario. Title: Legend of Lillian's Maid. Lillian Massey was beloved by her staff inside the Keg Mansion, so much so it created this legend. Did one of her maids take her mistress's death too hard? Subtitle: Legendary Stories. The maid was downstairs as a dying Lillian lay in her bed. Tension hung over the house, finally released when the doctor called out, "She's gone." The maid learned of Lillian's passing and was witnessed walking out to the main hall. up the stairs to the oval vestibule. It's a striking feature today, near the second floor washrooms, a hole in the floor railed off, looking down to the main hall and grand staircase. Also, it's near the very haunted woman's restroom. Unseen, the maid had brought a length of rope, fashioned a noose and wrapped one end to the wooden railing, hoisted herself up and over the side. House staff found her swinging above the foyer, right near the grand staircase. Most believed her death was due to grief, but there's another version to the story, given by those who can't answer the question, why did the maid love Lillian so much as to take her own life? They've said the maid was having a secret affair, one of the Massey men who was believed to be happily married, and for unknown reasons the maid feared the secret would be exposed after Lillian's death. Now please note, there is no historical proof of either version of this legend. Title: The Maid's Ghost. Do you trust the legend? Don't matter, because too many now believe Lillian's maid is the resident ghost of the Keg Mansion. Maybe from history, or built up energy from strong belief. So many witnesses to the maid's ghost, including Keg staff locking up at night. Subtitle: Common Experience. Walking to secure the front door after a long night of serving customers, some restaurant staff see movement from the corner of their eyes. Spinning towards the grand staircase, they called it a glimpse. A quick scene enough to terrify the toughest of employees, too quick to frighten, but always remembered. What did they see? A woman hanging down from the second floor, slowly swinging on her noose, and then she's gone. The woman is only seen by the grand staircase, nowhere else in the Keg Mansion, and always hanging. This has been The Keg Mansion in Toronto, The Legend and Ghost of Lillian's Maid, as read by Ghost Guide Daniel.